The following audio is via a Skype call.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub from Empowerment Radio as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges in our day-to-day lives. Find out how you can use the power of your mind to overcome self-sabotaging patterns and build a solid foundation of confidence and self-respect. Learn cutting-edge tools and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. This is the time to empower yourself. Now, here's your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Welcome to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm sitting in today for Dr. Pat, and they played my little jingle, which I really liked. And so today's topic we're going to address is a big one, because I think a lot of us are really struggling with that, which is how to stay calm and centered in a world that just seems to be out of control. Now, how many of you actually feel right now a little bit anxious, a little bit nervous, worried about the upcoming election? I know that in many families, there have been heated discussions going on in regards to who is their preference and what's going to happen if the other candidate going to win, and so on and so on. So I think there is just quite a few anxiety moments going on in that regard. But then, of course, when we are watching the news, we are looking at the breaking events that are happening these days every 5 minutes. And we really have the sense, well, the world is not as safe anymore. There's terrorism left and right. There are more and more of global warming events happening with storms and other severe weathers. And overall, it just appears like that we are in a more turbulent and chaotic world than maybe 20 years ago. Which may not necessarily be true, and we're going to talk about this in a moment. But the point is, anxiety is running rampant. And anxiety, of course, makes us feel, the more we have it, the less and less safe. Vacations get canceled. We are feeling more and more vigilant, maybe suspicious with everyone who looks different or behaves differently or comes from a different place. When we're anxious, in general, quite drained. Just feels like that in many ways. Anxiety makes us tired. Anxiety makes us feel just as if there is a huge weight around the ankles. And anxiety also takes a lot of joy away from us. And these are only the immediate effects of anxiety. Now, when we think about what to do with the anxiety, a lot may feel like, I don't know, I try to ignore it. Others may say, no, when I'm anxious, what I do is just to try to distract myself. Think about something happy, or maybe I'll self-medicate. Some people say having two or three glasses of wine is a really good way of dealing with anxiety. Others may just go for runs and feel like hard workout and exercise really makes them less stressed and less worried. But is that really addressing the anxiety that we are dealing with? Is that really going to the core? Or is it just simply dealing with the symptoms? Now, as often I go back to when I felt the most anxious, which was mainly during a time where I felt that the world was not safe. This was when I was about 7 or 8 years old. Now, it was a similar situation in regards to the political world was in an upheaval. There were some wars that seemed to be looming in the Middle East, and my parents were absolutely freaking out. They were both coming from the World War generation, and so they thought Third World War was around the corner. And in fact, they were even going to the stores and filling up the pantry with all the non-perishable foods. They even had bought paint to make a big red cross on the wall of our house in case there may be an invasion or something like that. And they could say they're doctors, so this is kind of a hospital. I mean, it was crazy. And of course, as a child, I felt completely overwhelmed because I trusted what my parents were thinking and what they were feeling. And I truly waited for the first bombs to drop. Nothing of that happened. And we have the longest stretch of peace in history. But there was certainly something that, through the eyes of the anxiety of my parents, was creating a world that felt unhinged and out of control, just like many people have been feeling and these days feeling. And this is exactly what my parents were missing, what we want to talk about today, which is, what are you going to do about this anxiety? How can we address it so that we can go through these times with greater ease, with a much more centered and grounded disposition, and also with the confidence that no matter what happens, we will be able to deal with the circumstances we are facing? How can we build all of that? Now, if you have any questions, go and call 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. So, anxiety. Now, that's obviously one of my favorite topics because I wrote the book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. I've been working for over 15 years with people that were struggling with anxiety. And as I said, I had my own troubles with anxiety. And what I really found about anxiety is that it feels terrible, as we all know. It feels overwhelming. It can make us feel powerless. And it can feel like the demon, the negative inside of us that rises up and shows its ugly head. But at the end, anxiety is not our enemy. Anxiety is really not something that wants to make life hard. It just wants to make us survive and be safe and protect us. And that's already a very important distinguishing factor, because a lot of people see only the negative about anxiety. I was in an interview last Friday, and the person that interviewed me had her own struggles with anxiety, and she told me that when she had anxiety, she felt only negative about it, and she couldn't see any bright side, and even now, she still hates the thought about being anxious. Now, whatever we are resisting, obviously, is persisting, and whatever we are hating doesn't find really peace inside of us. But isn't it true that anxiety is something that has been preserved throughout evolution? All species have a level of anxiety. It's something that's very natural, and something that, because it is natural, because it has been preserved, must have a reason to be there. And that reason is, as I said, to protect us. Now, what can we do, though, to not go into the overprotective mode? Because that's what most people are right now in. We're looking at the news and we are feeling, well, we are in the midst of that crisis, in the midst of that war zone, in the midst of the terror attack, and we are not even bothering looking outside the window and seeing the kids playing in the garden and seeing maybe just that everything around us is safe and protected. Or we are glued to the TV and wanting to know everything about the candidate that we disagree with, and already in our minds, painting the picture of the future, of the what ifs, and how terrible it's going to be when the one or the other going to win. So we are really losing with this anxiety the connection to what is, and wandering off in a fictional horror world. Again, this is to protect us, but it's our job, the job of the conscious mind, to bring us back into a reasonable way of looking at reality and looking at what is, as that is the foundation, and not what our anxious mind, which is the subconscious mind, that deeper part of the mind, is conjuring up. But how do we work with the subconscious mind? If the subconscious, that deeper, irrational, non-logical part of our mind is the source of the anxiety, how can we talk to it? How can we communicate with it? Many people say the only way that I know is that I have a subconscious is when I'm unconsciously eating ice cream by the pint, or when I have nightmares that wake me up, or when I have all of a sudden these habits that I really don't like, for example, not going to the gym or always being late, and somehow my subconscious just doesn't allow me to break those habits. So for many people, the subconscious mind is not only the root of these negative emotions, but also the root of pretty much all the problems they have. The subconscious takes a lot of blame. And unfortunately, that's not totally fair, because the subconscious has so much more to offer. And all the subconscious wants is two things: A, to keep us safe, and B, to make us happy. And if we understand that, and if we learn to work with the subconscious mind, we're going to have one of the greatest allies and one of the major sources of our potential at our fingertips. How are we going to do this? Well, after the break, we're going to talk more about this, and we will also address how we can start to just shift out of this anxiety mode into a mode of greater confidence, of empowerment. What are the 5 steps to take? Stay tuned. We will be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up no ceiling when we...
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
When it drops, ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally, come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio and Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedman, and today we are talking about how to stay calm and centered in a world that seems to be more chaotic, more turbulent, more difficult to maneuver around. If you have a question about your anxiety, if you want to have help, if you want to have a laser coaching around it and just figure out what can I do right now, don't be scared. Call in 800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Phones are standing by. Let's talk about where the anxiety actually comes from. Now, of course, we can say the anxiety comes from the external circumstances, and this is what ultimately has created all this chaos inside of us. But look around you. Some people are totally calm and relaxed, and they say, well, happened all before, put it all in perspective. And other people are running around like chicken with their heads cut off. There is the same circumstance with a complete different perception. Now, that perception has, as I mentioned before, a lot to do with that subconscious mind, that part of our mind that feels for many obscure and for many unreachable. But it's not. The subconscious mind is always there. One of the best examples of what the subconscious mind is doing for us is when you just watch yourself going through your morning routine. I don't know about you, but many of us feel a little tired in the morning and not quite awake. So you get up, you just try to get out of the shower. Somehow in your mind, you're either already at work or you're still in bed, but something happens that is washing your hair. Somehow you get your teeth brushed, you get your maybe face shaved. Somehow someone is making your toast or cereal and drives you to work. And that's not your butler. That's your subconscious mind. It's amazing how many times the subconscious mind simply takes over while our conscious mind is missing in action somewhere else or still half asleep. The subconscious mind has this amazing ability to really take care of our daily business, of the things that we just do routinely, just like a piano player who can not even or doesn't even have to look at the notes or the keys. The fingers are just flying across the keyboard. That is what the subconscious does on a daily basis. It really is a very powerful ally and does about 70 to 80% of our daily activities without us having to be consciously aware or awake. Now, that is actually, when you think about it, huge potential. But then again, the subconscious has one flaw, which is it does the same things over and over again. And sometimes it does those things a little bit more intense when it feels like, well, I don't know what else to do. Like creating anxiety. Because for those of us that feel more anxious in those times right now, you probably know that you have been prone to anxiety before. You probably know that you have had these feelings of worry and doubt and insecurities for a long time. They may fluctuate, they may come and go, but right now they're right in your face, right in front of you. So there is something that you're mind has been doing, and your subconscious mind has been trying to somehow navigate you through life safely through anxiety, maybe through vigilance or through trying to micromanage everything or anticipate everything, or maybe just through avoidance where anything that's out of your comfort zone gets just not done and pushed aside. Whatever those patterns are, your subconscious has been doing this for a while. Now, why does your subconscious not change it even though you feel uncomfortable about it? Even though you feel like, I don't like it. I don't like to just go and feel when I see a bearded man, oh, this could be a terrorist. Or go and see the news about Mr. T and feel already like, oh my God, I'm scared. I don't like to live in this fear and anxiety. Well, the subconscious just continues to do this because nobody tells it how not to do it. Nobody tells it what else it could do. This is the job of the conscious mind. And that's really important to remember, because the conscious mind is kind of the part of the mind that it's at the helm, that's supposed to be at the steering wheel, that's directing the whole ship forward, and it's not supposed to be the conscious mind. The conscious mind is more the engine, but the conscious mind needs to be the one that says, okay, that pattern doesn't work, let's shift it into another pattern. And these are the steps I would like to share with you today, some of those steps on how to consciously steer the subconscious in the right direction, how to consciously make your subconscious not fall automatically into an anxiety pattern, but instead go into a pattern that is much more focused on empowerment and centeredness. Now, if you want to learn deeper ways, if you want to really go through the whole process of how to get your subconscious out of anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and self-esteem, a place where you can face any challenges without even flinching, where you just know deeply inside that you have the resources to deal with whatever comes your way, where you learn to love and appreciate and honor yourself for who you are. If you want to do all of that, you can either have individual sessions with me, or you can go through the 2 months webinar that starts September 10th. For both, you can get plenty of information at the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com. Again, that's thefearandanxietysolution.com. But right now, you can already start working with your subconscious mind. You can already get back into the driver's seat and feel like, well, let's push my emotions more onto the passenger seat. I like my emotions. I honor my emotions. But they don't have to run my life. Now, the first step to take is to pay attention that you actually have them. Now, 2 things would be very helpful to do. Notice your emotions as they're coming up. Don't ignore them. Don't go into this whole thing about, oh, anxiety is weakness. It's a disorder. It's a vulnerability. I shouldn't have it. I want to avoid it. Again, when we are resisting it, it's just persisting. When we are ignoring it, it just gets louder. Let's face, I have anxiety, I feel it. Pay attention to what your body does. Pay attention to what your triggers are. When the anxiety comes up, take some notes about it, write about it. But then also take care of your thoughts. Pay attention when those thoughts are coming up that bring the anxiety to the surface. Lots of people at the beginning say, no, I just have anxiety. I have no idea. It just jumps at me. There is no thought going on. Well, that may not be the case, because most people, when they pay a little bit more attention, they realize I have a negativity spiral right before I was anxious. I actually talked myself somehow into being anxious. And these are not conscious thoughts. These are not thoughts that you're conjuring up and telling yourself, oh, I should go now into the most negative corner of my mind to create anxiety. No, these are more like subconscious thoughts that are popping up, like, is it really safe? Are we okay? What if we go on vacation and then something bad happens with the kids? Or what if this really comes true, that we are building a wall between Mexico and the US, or whatever those thoughts are? You may just have those negative thoughts popping up, and they go from one thought to the next and the next, until they get more and more negative, more and more dark, and then you feel the emotion, you feel the anxiety. And that's something to be aware of. It's really not something where the anxiety is the attacker. It's just the consequence of what your thoughts have been doing. Now, another way to write down thoughts that may bring up anxiety is just to notice when you do have anxiety, what thoughts could be behind it? What may I have been thinking? Or what is the anxiety specifically? What's kind of the feeling of the anxiety? Is it worry? Is it doubt? Is it insecurity? Is it maybe a what if? The more you get an understanding of what the emotions are and how to really more precisely define them, the more you can also ask yourself then, well, what am I worried about? What am I insecure about? What am I doubting right now? And then you can also get the answers that may have fueled that emotion, the answers, the thoughts that may have triggered them in the first place. Now, why is that important? Well, because it really changes everything. See, in some ways, we see this all the time in movies. When you are watching a movie and there is maybe a couple walking on the beach and everything is nice and the violins are chirping and there's just this really beautiful love set there, and all of a sudden the music is changing and it becomes more dark and somehow there is just this ominous vibration in the sound and you know something bad's going to happen. Nothing changed. Same couple, same beach, same sunset. But you're waiting for the shark to attack or the monster to jump out, and because the music changed. Well, our thoughts and the emotions that they conjure up, that they create, are exactly like that background music. They're exactly like that, what changes everything in how we live, in how we experience reality, in how we are seeing ourselves. So just being aware of what tune am I playing, what thoughts are almost like a commentary always going on that are just creating not necessarily the full picture of reality, but more a distorted picture. Maybe a picture that goes easily into generalizations or easily in just forgetting about all the good stuff and focusing only on the bad stuff. The first step to change is that awareness step, and that's a very important one. Simply like when you're walking and you feel a pain in your foot and you're not saying, well, let's keep on walking, let's just keep on hobbling along. You're actually stopping. Maybe you take the shoe off. Oh, there you found it. There is a stone or a little pebble in the shoe. You empty it, then you keep on walking. By noticing there is a root for your feelings, which are thoughts, spirals of your mind, you can also do something about it to ease the anxiety, which we will talk about after the break.
Francine Vail is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on the Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host sitting in for Dr. Pat, Dr. Friedman Schaub. If you want to learn more about the work I'm offering, webinars, individual sessions, books, CD sets, and so on, go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. Well, we talk about anxiety, we talk about fear, and we, before the break, addressed the importance of acknowledging when we have it, not running away from it, not ignoring it, not trying just to shut it out. And there is a good reason why, and I'll tell you in a moment what that reason is. But if you have any questions, and I know there are lots of people out there with anxiety and lots of people that feel like there's no help, I don't know what to do with my anxiety, all I can do is just to medicate myself so that I don't feel anything. Or maybe some people even have given up. Some people you know, or maybe yourself, feeling like my anxiety is pretty much my kidnapper of my life. I'm the hostage. I can't do anything. I'm trapped. If you have any of those worries, any of those challenges, call in. Get free help. 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. Now, once you know that you are creating the anxiety through your thoughts, and again, the subconscious does its part by letting those thoughts pop up, you're just not stopping them, you're not changing them, then you can also find a way to uncreate the thoughts and uncreate the emotions. Now, how do we do that? Well, let's say you go into the negativity spiral, into the what-if spiral, into the judgment spiral that you know every day creates the same response of fear, worry, anxiety, and terror inside. Write those thoughts down, and first of all, notice they repeat themselves. They're pretty much all the same. Most people that I've been working with have about 5 different themes. Their mind is just going back over and over again. Themes about safety, themes about not feeling good enough, themes about not belonging, not fitting in, not being lovable, failing, themes like that. It's usually something that may come in different words, maybe in little different connotations, but ultimately those themes repeat themselves. Once you have those negative thoughts, take every day about 3 or 4 as they're popping up and stop the spiral. You see the thought coming up, the what if. You see that, oh, I'm going to get fired. Oh, something bad's going to happen. You stop the thought by asking yourself simply 2 questions. Is that thought true? And does that thought serve me? Now, most of the times you would have to admit, I don't really know if it's true. And even if it's true, let's say you're really judging yourself. You're saying, well, I totally messed up. I'm really bad at what I do. Then you would say, it's true because that's your judgment. But does it serve you to have that negative thought? Does it really make you happy? Does it make you see things in a more confident light? Obviously not. So once you say stop at least once through the no, what happens with your subconscious mind? It's almost as if you have really pulled the emergency brakes. Your subconscious says, oh, whoa, we are not going and go further in this. We are not evaluating more things that can go wrong or dangers that can happen or judgments that we are putting on ourselves. We are stopping. That is like when you have a little dog who every time it sees another dog, it just pulls on the leash and wants to play or wants to bite or anything like that. And you simply pull hard on the leash and tell the dog, stop, sit. And that's what your mind is doing. It's this interrupting of an automatic pattern that your mind needs in order to wake up and realize, okay, somehow something is different. Let's see what that is. So that's the next step. Now, neither a dog nor a mind likes to just sit still and do nothing. So you have to get things moving. Your mind likes to move. The dog likes to move. So what are you going to do? You're redirecting. You're redirecting the mind. You're redirecting the attention by giving the thought a new positive frame, a new positive counterbalancing thought to work with. So that's sometimes a little challenging, I know, but it's something that you, lo and behold, get more of the hang of. Let's say, for example, you have a thought about, oh, we are not safe in the world. You know, we can anytime be attacked by some crazy terrorist that just wants to get rid of us. So is that thought true? Maybe. Maybe not. There's still a lot of data out there that it's much more likely to die in your bathtub than die by a terrorist. But, you know, let's say you somehow believe that thought is true. But does it serve you to think this way? Certainly not. So what are things that your mind needs to focus on something else, to focus in another direction? So you could say, right now, I'm safe, which is true, because right now in this moment, you're fine. Everything is good. You can also say, we went through many difficult situations and always came out fine, which in many ways you can also say builds trust in life. Maybe you have a spiritual belief. Maybe there is a higher power that you are really looking up to. Whatever it is, that can also bring a new direction to your mind. And then you can build the confidence by saying, I do have the wisdom, the resources, the powers to deal with whatever comes my way. There is no need right now to conjure something up that doesn't exist. All of those things may sound nice, but you may not really feel that they are true. And you're asking yourself, well, so what? I'm going to just fool my mind. I'm going to lie to my mind. I'm going to tell my mind stories that sound better, but what if I don't buy into it? Well, guess what? It's not that big of a deal. Even if you don't buy into it, what you're doing is creating another scenario, another path for the mind to choose from. It's almost like you have a screen where there's all this bad stuff happening that your mind is projecting onto that screen. Now you're pushing that screen to the left, and then you're bringing up another screen where you're putting a lot of positive things, the things that you say are more empowering, that are also true. Now your mind gonna shift back and forth between the two, and just by shifting back and forth, it will feel less intense about the negativity because there is a literal counterbalancing vision and perspective on life on that right side that makes that mind at least be a little bit more curious about, well, which screen is real, which path should I take, which should I focus on. Why does it work? Well, remember, the mind has, the subconscious has two main directions, main ideas on what it wants to do for you. One is to protect you, But the other one is to make you happy. So if it can see the two screens, the happy screen or the positive screen, and the screen that is, you know, about something that can be dangerous, it can not necessarily right away decide which one to take. And in that state of confusion, you feel way less anxious and way less overwhelmed, because your mind is just in that phase of trying out different scenarios and different possibilities. So that works really well, and that has a lot to do with cognitive behavioral therapy and how that actually can change the patterns of the mind. And I want to go a step further, because the subconscious needs more than just two different competing thoughts. It needs more than just having a positive that is countering the negative. The mind needs to be addressed also with the language of the subconscious mind. And that subconscious mind language are emotions. They are certainly also sensations and images, but emotions play a big role. So this is why that next step is so important. And that next step to overcoming, managing, being in charge of the anxiety is to give the anxiety a form, give your fear a shape. What does it mean? Well, what that means is that you are not seeing again this energy as some black mass inside of you or around you, but you're seeing it more as something that you can relate to. And what can you relate to? Well, you can relate to that time where you started to be anxious. For me, when I was about 7 years old. For others, it may be earlier or later, but go back in time and think about where this anxiety pattern comes from, where you felt for the first time that the world is not safe, or that you cannot trust, that you don't belong, or that you're not good enough. Just go back to that time and realize, well, the subconscious mind early on is trying really hard to figure out, what's life about? What am I about? And tries to get all the information from all different sources, external and internal, to get answers to those questions. So whatever your anxiety is about, it probably has started early in your life, so you could see the shape of the anxiety as a part of you that is just very young, just like a child. Now, that fits in very well with the notion that a lot of people have, which is that the subconscious and the conscious mind are kind of a relationship between an adult and a child. The conscious mind being the adult, the subconscious, the child. So if you see that subconscious part of you that's anxious, that's insecure, that doesn't feel safe, as that child that is somehow still wondering and right now getting triggered by all this information and all this overwhelming amount of potential danger that it's surrounded by, you can probably relate to that part of you much better. You can probably relate to your anxiety with that, what the anxiety ultimately needs. Compassion. So when you are counterbalancing your thoughts, imagine you're talking to that child. Imagine you're saying those thoughts as if you're talking to your own son or your little daughter or your maybe little brother or sister. You just imagine that the anxiety is a child that just wonders, am I okay? And you bring up the counterbalancing thoughts from your heart. And what you will notice is when you do this consistently, just 3, 4, 5 times a day for a couple of weeks, your negative thoughts, and with that, a lot of your anxiety will decrease by 70 to 80%. And that happens every time. Why? Because that part of your mind finally gets answers, not just shoved aside, not just ignored, not just demonized. It gets answers for its questions. It gets comfort, it gets reassurance. Nothing on the outside changes, but what changes on the inside is huge, and it will change everything on how you see yourself and how you see the life you're in. We'll talk more about this when we will be back after the break.
ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker? Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new confident retirement approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the confident retirement approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your confident retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks, Benny, for this great music as always. I wish I would get married so that you could be my DJ. No. But
you could always renew your vows.
I already am. Yeah, exactly. That's
See, there's a solution for everything.
That's right. Exactly. There is also a solution for your anxiety.
Yes.
And that's exactly what we have been talking about. And there are a few more things I want to mention before, unfortunately, show is already over. And these are things you can really start also right now doing, which is number one, stop being so glued to the news. Listen to something more uplifting like KKNW, or just take a book, something that really inspires you, and realize one thing: the subconscious is taking everything very literally and very personally. Now, how do we know that? Well, we know it because when we are watching movies, we can totally get into it. We all know that. It's not a good movie if you don't feel scared, or if you don't really have to cry at the end, or you feel like, wow, I was actually now the superhero. If none of this happens, you're kind of getting bored. And that is what makes a good movie, you know, different from a bad movie, that you really get your subconscious involved in it. Now, unfortunately, once you're enjoying a movie and the movie is over, you can easily come back into reality. But when we are watching the news all the time, the subconscious is also equally involved. It cannot really distinguish between what is reality. Am I living here in Linwood, or am I living in Syria? Is the world now a beautiful place like it looks like when I look at Mount Rainier, or is the world actually already in shambles and falling apart? The subconscious doesn't know, because the subconscious gets really into whatever you're watching. It's absorbing it, and it's absorbing it as if it is reality. So try to make sure that your subconscious gets a healthy diet of positive, uplifting information, and not just a diet of stuff that ultimately scare you. and that make you feel more and more unsafe. So limiting that screen time would be a really helpful tool to take and or step to take. And of course, the other one is to keep your heart open. What do I mean with that? Well, you know, when we are anxious, we usually shut down. We get more self-protective. We build little walls. We protect our vulnerability and we don't want to feel too much. And the problem is when we are closing our hearts, when we are closing ourselves into that little shell, we are also closing ourselves off from life. Now, the antidote of anxiety isn't necessarily that we have an insurance policy that we are safe. The antidote is also not always just being at peace. The antidote to anxiety is in many ways to love. And some people say that you cannot experience at the same time love and anxiety. So try to get your heart involved on a daily basis. I heard many people telling me that one way to get out of the anxiety was to have compassion for people around them, to open up to beauty, to love a simple thing like a cup of tea, to really revel fully when they're taking a bath. There are so many opportunities every day to have your heart more open. You can be the one who in the Starbucks line actually talks to the person in front of you and just, you know, shoots the breeze and gets into a little conversation. You can be the one who is not just giving the person who is homeless in the street a dollar, but also smiling at that person, wishing good luck or having a little chat. You can be the one who doesn't just rush from work home to get something into your stomach, but who sits actually on a park bench and just takes it in, let the stress flow through you and open up to the beauty that surrounds you. Opening your heart is a big choice. It's a choice we can all take. I often do it when I'm surrounded by animals. I have cats, I have horses. Just being with these animals opens my heart. It just makes me immediately more centered and grounded because I'm connecting to that, what is in that moment right in front of me, something that can touch me deep inside. And it really takes me away from whatever mind spiral I was in. So these things can all help you to be more just calm, more relaxed, feeling not so in the throngs of those anxiety and worry feelings, but really step a little back and say, yes, I know my mind is used to do this. Here are the tools on how to stop my mind. I know my heart is starting to close down and really makes me miss out on life. I'm more willing to open up. I'm more willing to be present. And ultimately, I'm more willing to realize, ultimately, we are all the creators of our own reality. And our subconscious is a big part of it. So if we are showing our subconscious that the world is a beautiful place, full of opportunities, where we can be proactively involved to share ourselves and share our gifts, our subconscious is going to support us in that. So let's give our subconscious that version of our lives, which is meaningful and joyful. And let's step away from that idea that we are powerless, victim of the circumstances, victim of greater policies that we don't really have any influence on. Let's focus on that change that we want to see, that we are that change, to speak, paraphrase the words of Gandhi. So I hope this will help you to go through these following weeks and months with a greater sense of confidence and clarity. And again, if you need more support, go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening. And I will be on air again the first Wednesday of each month.
You've been listening to Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Join Dr. Friedemann the first and third Wednesday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges of our daily lives. Discover how you can use the power of your mind to overcome stress, anxiety, and overwhelm and create a solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem. Learn cutting-edge tools so that you can approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. To learn more about what Dr. Schaub can do for you, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.